Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is the show where you can ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. And this wonderful Friday is Elizabeth Sadu Day. Yay! So,
yay!
Elizabeth, tell everybody about you.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that while I was listening to the music, I was dancing around. I don't know what it is. Barbara Grace and I, all we have to do is hear each other's voices and we start laughing.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's see. What am I supposed to say today? Angels, you got to help me, help me, help me. Actually, they're laughing because they always help me. And I know that, but we're being silly. Okay. You know, it's like every time I do this, I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to say this time? Well, the angels have named me the Angelic Ambassador of Joy. And which is really kind of fun because I seem to find everything funny, which doesn't necessarily mean joyful, but I also am really joyful at the same time. So somehow the joy and the sense of humor seem to go hand in hand. In fact, I often get myself in trouble because I'm laughing and people are like, what's funny about that, you know? Or I'll make a joke and they're looking at me like I'm very weird, you know? So I've been taking kind of a little break of doing readings and stuff for people just in my own, you know, private way. They are just telling me that I've just really been clearing and cultivating and just really amping up because they say that 2016 for me and actually for many is a big kind of busting out kind of year and lots and lots going on. I know you, Barbara Grace, you're just like going hog wild with so many cool healing work and stuff that you're doing. So I think it's kind of interesting. No, we've all been gearing up, I think, to do this work, and it's pretty darn exciting. They tell me that I'm going to also bring my website back up. I'm also on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu, if you want to find me there. It's funny, because they say I'm even going to change the name of what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm going to be calling myself yet. Going to come to me. So I'm like, okay, just let me know when we're ready, you know. doing. You know, I called it life coaching, but it's really not life coaching. And then for a while, I called it angel reading, and that's that. And that was accurate for a time. And so, so at this point, they're giving me some inklings that is something to do with joy, and they're saying it's something like soul comfort. To do with the angels, and but they're just saying it'll all, the perfect thing will come to me of what I'm, you know, going to be calling myself. And so anyway, you'll get a, everyone will get a feel on the show today. And I, if you've listened before, you know Barbara Grace has so much fun sharing our gifts with y'all. So anyway, I guess, is that what I'm supposed to say? I guess that's what I'm supposed to say today.
Well, wonderful. And you're right about this year being a year of amazing changes. I was on a call last night, and I was channeling a message from Raphael, and he was saying that, you know, we've been taking little steps towards changing ourselves, but this year we're going to start taking leaps, and everything's going to just be, oh my gosh, hold on to your hat. You don't know what's going to happen kind of stuff.
That is so right on, sister.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Barbara Grace Reynolds, and my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com, and I offer a free 20-minute discovery session for anyone who's interested so that you can see what it is that's holding you back in your life so that you can make this year an amazing year for yourself, because then you'll know what to let go of. And you can sign up for that on my website. Click the Schedule Now button. It'll take you to the scheduler. You book the discovery session. It'll let me know. I'll meet you there, and we'll do the work. All right. So are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we will go to our first caller from area code 203. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Claire.
Hi, Claire. What can we do for you?
Well, I this year has a lot of energy in it for sure for me, starting on day one. And I'm not sure how it's going to it's not all, it hasn't been all good, but it's, you know, it hasn't turned out badly. It's just energetic. And I'm facing a move now, and I'm hoping for a job change. I'm just wondering if you had any insight into the next couple of months for me, if I'm actually going to move, stay where I am, new job.
Claire, this is so good. People still hear me?
You're
breaking
up
a little bit.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you
now.
Yeah,
better. Better.
Okay, yes. Good. Okay, good. Okay, just getting the phone situated in the right way. Anyway, okay, well, let's see what's coming up here. Okay, they're starting out by telling me that, this is interesting. They're showing me it's like the yellow brick road, you know, in the Wizard of Oz. And they're saying to just start following it a step at a time. And they're showing me there's like, I don't know why, this is a new one. And they're showing me that things will kind of pop up, you'll see like off to each side. So they're saying to be very diligent and awake and aware as you're taking these steps down your road, your little brick road. And it's very kind of sparkly and shiny, too, they're showing me. So they're saying that, yes, I know, pretty cool. So they're saying that, yes, there are a lot of changes in store for you. And they also that they, while they can predict the future, they find it to be not very effective, because as we're in this kind of new world, you know, this new earth, things are changing and shifting so rapidly that what they might predict might be good for 5 minutes or 2 seconds or maybe a week, but that it's going to shift again. So really what it's about you cultivating your inner knowing and your understanding and you really paying attention, you know, and listening to that inner guidance we all have. And they say that you have it, definitely you have it. So they love it that they see this shining, glowing, glistening yellow brick road for you. And they're just kind of showing these things that could pop up on either side. I mean, I don't know, I'm seeing like a house and I'm seeing trees and bushes and I'm seeing buildings. And it's kind of like none of that means anything to me, but they're saying that as you notice the things on each side of your yellow brick road, that they will mean something to you. And you might have moments where you'll have to, you may pause, and they're saying it's really excellent to take, you know, many pause moments, because then you can let these things sink into you. You know, because really what it is, it's kind of in your mind's eye, right? You can imagine you're on the yellow brick road, but you are seeing in your mind's eye, you might, do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to notice something, like maybe you're going to meet somebody, you're going to end up going to a party or a gathering or something, and you're end up going to talk to somebody, and they're going to say something, and it's going to click something in you, so then you're going to kind of pause, you know, and ponder that. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? You're going about your daily life and clues.
It makes total sense. They've been really difficult and this year so far, but they're proving to be working out and beneficial and serendipitous for me. Like, things just seem to sort of be falling into place. I still have to make a decision, and we still have to see how it's going to pan out, of course, but it does show promise. I think as long as my current job is safe and I won't lose it, I think ultimately that's the thing I'm worried about the most.
About losing your job?
Before other things pan out, yeah.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, so ponder that energy. They're saying to me, so what they're doing is they're showing me, they're shaking their pom-poms. They love their pom-poms, and they have sparkles, and they're shaking them on you with your job situation. And they want you to really sit and ponder think about your words and your thoughts and kind of your fear of maybe losing your job. And they're saying they want you to kind of hug that fear and embrace that fear, and then just let it slip away and be in each moment and know that if something shifts or changes, and it's kind of like looking at it a different way. It's not about losing something. It's about a shift and a change that's going to be for the better for you. So looking at it a different way, you know, taking those fears instead of, because we've been so trained to run away from fears and worry and whatever, to take them and just love on them and hug them and just really honor them and then let them be released, because that's what will happen. You'll hug on them and you love them and then they're released. And then what will happen is things will unfold for you and you're just paying attention. The other thing they wanted me to let you know is sometimes it's very powerful to have a moment of looking back in your life and times that you remember as challenging, and then look at what came out of those times. So I mean, we get in these moments of, oh my gosh, this is happening or whatever, and it's challenging. But then we look back and we're like, oh my gosh, look at what came out of this. You know, so sometimes we kind of get our foot to the fire. And then things come out of it, you know. And partly we're just doing that clearing and cleansing out of all that old crap, too. So that's not always comfortable. Do you have any questions about this particular? I don't know why they're saying, do you have another question that you want to ask?
The only other thing is the contest I'm in.
They're saying no comment.
Okay,
off to Barbara Grace. There we go.
Okay, Claire.
But I will say good luck.
Okay, Claire, one of the things they're telling me is that this is the year when all of these amazing things are going to change in our lives. So it's really important for each of us to set intentions, to decide what it is we actually want to experience. You know, if you want to experience living in a new place, then set that as one of your intentions, and then that's where your yellow brick path is going to take you. It's going to take you towards what you intend. So that's where we have the power. It's not in worrying about anything, because worrying never, ever brings you any kind of power at all. It just takes your power away. So
yeah.
if you want to have, and actually I kind of get that you do actually want to have a different job where you get to do something that fits you better, then
yeah,
make that an intention. And then you know that that will be part of your journey, part of your adventure. The same thing with the contest. Set the intention for whatever you want. I mean, it may be something that you're going through because you're going to learn lessons from it. Even if you don't win,
oh, no, I'm gonna,
you would still
I'm
learn
win.
The lessons.
Okay, I win.
So set the intention to win. Okay.
It's a done deal. You
okay. Well, as long as you are in that energy.
I just wanted confirmation.
You're doubting your own self then.
Oh, yeah. No, I want doubt. I'll find out okay. February 15th. It's coming.
Okay, so, you know, do that with your whole life. Set the intentions. Decide what it is you want, and then you can take the steps towards achieving those intentions. And that way you are the one directing your course, so to speak, and the angels that are working with you know where it is you want to go. Because so often we just sit back and go, oh, my life is horrible, but we don't tell them how we want it to be. So make sure you let them know, this is what I want, so they can help you get there.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, totally. It sounds great. I feel promising. I feel things are promising. Stressful, but promising right now.
So they want us to do a little bit of infinity healing for you. So are you willing to do a little bit of work? It's really kind of tweaking of you.
Yes.
Okay. So when we do this infinity healing energy, once it starts, it keeps going until it's actually eliminated, whatever it is you said you wanted to have eliminated. So it will be running through you until it's actually done. So the things they want you to accept, okay, would you like an infinity healing for accepting and allowing yourself to happily surrender yourself to positive changes in your life? If so, say yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so now when you are going through the things that you're going through, you don't have to worry about it. Even if it's the moment they feel like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? You know that it's all part of the positive changes. So you can always stay focused on knowing that this is for your highest good. even if it doesn't feel that wonderful in that moment. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Is there anything else?
No, no. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You
are
welcome.
Take care, Claire.
And have a wonderful day.
Keep laughing, Claire.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 613. Hi, who's this?
It's Wilma. I'm stalking you. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Wilma.
It seems like I ended yesterday with you, and this morning I remembered, oh my God, there's another call. I can be on with Barbara Amazing Grace. So I was guided. I was initially just going to listen in. I wasn't going to press one. And then I decided, hey, isn't that interesting? Maybe people don't know they have to press one to talk to you. Anyway, I was initially guided. I was just going to listen in and be in the energy and just receive. And then I thought, that sounded bad when I said that, but I meant receive, open to receiving whatever. And then I thought, you know what? I'm being guided that I should press one and listen to what comes forth.
Okay. Any particular issue or?
You know what? No, I'm not going to get stuck in my, remember you cleared all the stuckness yesterday, so I'm not even going to open mm-hmm. that door. I'm just going to be open
okay.
to whatever flows.
Cool. Well, okay. Wonderful. Well, maybe Elizabeth will get a chant for you.
Awesome.
Oh, that's an excellent plan. Hi, Wilma.
any friend of Barbara Amazing Grace is a friend of mine, so you just say whatever you have to say.
Oh, I love it. Do I get a stalker too?
Yes.
Okay, so that I like that, Barbara Grace. The angels are shaking their pom-poms saying, yes, do a chant right now. Okay, but that wasn't it. That didn't count as a chant. Okay. Okay, so the chant they're telling me to do is what, if you've ever done a Kundalini yoga class, it's the tuning in chant. And this is just really one of my favorite chants. And I do this at the beginning of any kind of endeavor that I'm going to jump into. And the words are Om, O-N-G, Namo, Guru, G-U-R-U, Dave, Namo. Namo means I bow. And the whole thing, I feel like it's like this kind of hooking up to your divine inner self, connecting, you know, you're bowing, you're connecting to the divine, infinite, beautiful wisdom that's within you. And it's all around us, too. And I we take the plug and we plug it into that divine energy, you know. That's the modern version, you know. We're so modern with computers and things. Okay, so just let this energy just float right into you, and then we'll see what comes up. Oh. Left. So we bow to divine infinite wisdom within us. It's within us. It's within us. And we bow. We bow. We bow. So Wilma, I get this energy around you of real joy and happiness and like a real positive. Like you really have this amazing ability to see the positive side. And
they're saying that it's interesting. They're saying that it hasn't always been like that for you, but that this is like this thing that you've been cultivating over the last however many years, and that you're a master at it, and that you share with people. You have where you help people see, you know, like maybe somebody, a friend comes to you, or, you know, maybe this is work you're going to be doing, and somebody comes to you.
Elizabeth? Okay. Wilma?
It's really interesting because I'm just going to, oh, is she back? If not,
no,
I'd like to share.
She dropped out. So go ahead. And
okay,
we'll
so I guess she's going to. I guess she's going to call. Yeah, I guess she's going to call back. It was really interesting because I was guided just to be open this morning to the call and not, you know, not necessarily participate. And then when I got the nudge that I was supposed to press one to participate, it's really interesting what she said, because when she used the word plug in, one of the things that, I don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but sometimes I feel as if there's something, the word connecting keeps coming up for me. And like, you know, the best way to describe it is if you see two train tracks that turn into one, and mm-hmm. that pops sometimes for me. And also is, you know, when you see the picture of God pointing his finger and there's blue energy, almost like lightning streaking mm-hmm. across the sky. Mm-hmm. I often feel that in my body, that I can see the one part going that way, one part going that way, and I have the sense it's supposed to be connected. And while she was talking, everything kind of came into play that my entire life I've been like, there's something that I feel that, and plugged in is the word that made it for me, was that's what it is. I need to plug back into my divine self, which is where I guess my eyesight, my diminished eyesight and my financial struggle was like hitting me right in the face. But what's interesting is that my entire life I've been, like, you know how the people use the word terminology networking. Well, even from when mm-hmm. I was a very young child, I would talk to one person, and then either the next day or a few hours later, somebody else would talk to me or something else would happen, and I would say, oh, well, so-and-so. So it was almost like I was putting two, isn't it interesting? I can't define the energy that I'm feeling right now, but it's interesting that something is connecting that I can't describe. So it's interesting that she mentioned that, because that's something that I was naturally gifted at and I never acknowledged before, that, you know, I somebody would say to me, then in my adult years, somebody would say to me, oh, you know, my husband won't buy me a new car until, you know, we sell this one. And then a few hours later, I would be talking to somebody else who would say, oh, my car just broke, I have to buy a new one. And I would say, oh, well, so-and-so up on the 21st floor, her husband won't buy her car. You know what I mean? So it's really interesting what's coming together there in this call, that I some part of me forgot that it wasn't until she used the
Wonderful.
Word plugged in, and that, yeah.
Okay.
Has she been able to call back in yet, or is she still?
Yes, she's back, so I'm going to bring
awesome.
Her back in.
So I will stop yakking then.
Hi, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, I'm like, hello, hello. Did anything that I said come through?
Just the first few,
just
words,
the first
but
little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, weird. Well, I'll try to. Did you guys get the chant, and then I start talking, or
we got the chant? Yeah,
we got
the chant, and then you started talking, and then
okay. Well, anyway, I'll try to recreate. I'm sorry about that. My phone. I don't know what happens every so often. It's like gone. So. Anyway, what the angels were telling me is that you have this real gift for turning things upside down and helping people see things in a whole different way, you know, like seeing the positive coming out of the ashes of whatever, you know, it's like this phoenix rising up. And so if you've been working with people before, and they're saying you're a healer, that you may not always believe you're a healer, but that you are, And they're saying that even if you've been working with people before, what's going to happen is you're going to be moving into this a newer space. That's going to be, you're going to figure out what it is that you're going to have like a new name. And I don't know if you heard the intro when I was talking about with my work, that I don't know what I'm going to be calling what I'm doing, but it's going to have a similar energy, you know, that you're, you know, and they're showing me this smiley face that's with these bright sunshine rays coming out of it. You know, it's like you're this sunshine lady or something. I don't even know.
Isn't that funny? That's what my grandfather and my ex-husband, that was their nickname for me, was Sunshine. But I'm really laughing to myself because on Barbara's call last night, I so connected with the new you that she was bringing through from Raphael, and I thought it is a new beginning for me. And at the beginning of the call, I don't know if you remember this, Barbara, but when we had to introduce ourselves, I actually said I'm in limbo right now because I'm being pushed out of my traditional 9-to-5 business world, and I know that I'm meant to do something in healing, but I'm not necessarily trained for it. I mean, I know I have a natural gift for it. I just don't know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And at this point, I'm just being open to following where I'm meant to go, which was this call was part of. I know there's something that was being said on this call that I had to not just listen to, but that I had to interact with. So this is all very interesting.
So, well, that's cool because they're just saying it's like you have this real ability and gift to be able to help see the positive side and to see, you know, like out of this whatever disaster, appearing disaster, people will come to you and you will give them comfort and you will help them and guide them to see, look at what's coming, you know, look at this positive, let's turn it upside down, let's look at all the angles, you know. So they're saying you're a definite healer and that, yes, you will be moving out of that regular 9-to-5 existence, that it just doesn't fit you anymore and that the world needs you.
Ooh, got a rush on that.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's do a little bit of infinity healing. Let's see. I keep being told that there's stuff, but they're not telling me what stuff means. Okay, so I will just start talking, and they will fill it in. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting your greatness, for accepting that you are more than you know, for accepting that you have abilities that you have yet to recognize, and that these abilities are part of your path forward in your life. And it's okay, it's safe for you to open up to you in every way and on every level. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes, yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Interesting energy moving around there now. Okay, and there's a little bit more. So, would you like would you like for me to be able to talk? Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for allowing things to fall into place, for allowing that connection that you know is there to be fully established, for allowing you to be the truth of you. And if you're ready for that, say yes.
Yes, yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, your sunshine just got brighter.
It did. I felt it. I felt it, yes. You know what was interesting? In the first one you did, I heard, you know, Leslie Gore, there was an old song back in the, I guess, 60s that Leslie Gore had out when it was Sunshine, Lollipops. You know, it's a really...
And it tied
in with what was being said at the very beginning of the call while you two were speaking to each other before you took calls. It's like a joy and fun and laughter, and it was that sort of energy. And I actually heard the song Sunshine, Lollipops. I mean, I can't sing, but if you know the song, you know what I'm talking about. And then in the second one, I felt like something just like a settling down, like something. And I think you're right. That was the sunshine going, woo, it's time.
they were kind of joking, like a little joke.
I do. I like to see the funny side in things. I like to bring up, this is a little bit off topic, but I always knew, like, from when I was very young, you know, now they have ringtones for phones, but back in the day before they had different ringtones and it was always the same one, I always knew when it was a death call, you know, when somebody was calling to say there'd been a death in the family, the phone rang differently to me, and nobody else heard it ring differently, but I would hear it ring differently, and I would know, oh, somebody's died. And sure enough, as soon as my father or mother would get off the phone, it would be, that's, you know, their mother or their father or brother or sister, someone very close had died. And I had a purpose for sharing this, but there was a more important part to that, but that's what came out for some reason.
And
I think of it, I'll email Barbara. Yeah. Well, no, I realize that now, but it's not what I thought was the most important part, so that's very interesting in itself. Oh, that's what it was. So now when my aunt, the last death call I had was for my cousin who died unexpectedly, when my aunt called me at the end of the call, and I knew when the phone rang it's a death call, and I knew the way she was talking to me, hi, how are you? I knew the tone of her voice, she's calling to tell me somebody died, and at the end of the call, because when she told me, I knew someone had died, and so when she told me it was my cousin, and he was the oldest male on my father's side, I said to her, oh, well, he's probably in a better place now, and he's finally going to have some peace. And she actually said to me at the end of the call, she said, you know, one thing I've always noticed about you is you always, you're always able to find the happiness, and you always sound smiling and joyful even when you're being, now I never took that to, you know what I mean? I just thought, well, isn't that an interesting thing to say? But there's just a part of me that rather than getting in the doom and gloom, I will come down to that level with you, and I'd rather not. I'd rather stay at the happy and joy sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where I was going with that. So.
Well, that's good. Elizabeth,
so thank
can
you
we
both.
Actually hear you talk to us?
What?
I think, will we actually be able to hear what you say if you talk this time?
Yes. That's so annoying, as my daughter used to say. Anyway, yeah, that's, you're totally the sunshine lady. And oh, so what the angels were starting, they were saying, they were showing me this kind of funny that when you walk up to people, you will hand them sunglasses, you know, like a little joke, because because you'll be so brightly looking at.
Sounds good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Wilma, thank you for calling and adding sunshine to our day.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
And I hope it helped I hope it helped everybody else, and thank you both so very much. Have a lovely weekend.
You too, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Fabian.
Say your name again.
Fabian.
Fabian?
Hi, Fabian.
Yes.
Hi. With an F?
Hi. Yes, with an F.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what can we do for you today, Fabian?
I just have a question. I recently been laid off, and I'd like to see if there's something coming up soon.
Okay. Hi, this is Elizabeth. Hopefully my phone won't cut out. If it does, I'll just call right back in again.
Okay.
Fabian. Oh, yeah. Your energy is lovely. As hard as it can be to get laid off, it also can be a big opening for new, exciting adventures for you. And they're showing me that you don't feel totally sad about it, because it was kind of like it wasn't like your best job ever kind of thing. And they're saying that as you're looking for new work, to be open to new possibilities. And they're showing me, of course, nowadays we do it online and stuff, but they're showing me that you're looking at a newspaper, kind of like in the old-fashioned way, you know, and there's you're scanning through all the ads, and they're saying to really kind of sit with each one. Now, obviously, if they're looking for an engineer and you're not an engineer, that's not what you'll ponder, right? But they're wanting you to kind of be open to, like, new possibilities, like of something that maybe it never occurred to you that you could do, or something that's just really different for you, it's kind of like don't let your brain, your thinking part get in the way too much of, oh, well, I'm not qualified for that, or I've never done that, or. They're saying that you're going to end up in this really kind of a, like, feel really cool place to work. They're going to train you. They're going to teach you stuff. You're going to give so much to them, and it's going to be this very, very happy feeling of, you know, reciprocity, where you're getting something, they're getting something, it's like this real happy, happy, happy kind of feeling, you know? And it's really exciting. Yeah, the angels are, like, really excited for you that this is going to, and it's like this new possibility of something that it's going to open, it's like it's opening up all this new possibility, a new lovely feeling of being excited about going to work, you know, like, oh boy, I get to go to work today, and it's going to be fun. I mean, there's always things you got to do that maybe aren't your favorite thing, but you're going to be with people who you really like, and they really like you, and they appreciate you. It's just like they're saying there's this thing out there for you. So although you may not be looking at the newspaper in the old-fashioned kind of way, they're just showing me that as a symbol of really looking at different ideas, you know, looking at these different possibilities of job options for you. Does that make sense, Fabian?
It does. Okay.
good. And they're shaking their pom-poms and shaking sparkles all over you, and you can do it.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Fabian, one thing they want you to do is to look at what it is that you actually enjoy doing. You know, if you could create your ideal job, what would you be doing?
Traveled. That's what I would be doing. I'm not sure, to be honest. I've been in the healthcare for so long, so that's all I've been in besides banking. So everything that I looked on is healthcare.
Well, they're telling me that you are going to be getting out of your comfort zone, which I'm assuming is healthcare, and you are going to be living your life, which for you might mean that you're going to be traveling.
Okay.
So this whole layoff was an opportunity. an opportunity for you to start accepting who you are and that you have the right to actually enjoy your work and to get paid for what you enjoy doing, that you don't have to stay in what you were in before, that it's, okay, they're telling me something about, so is there a part of you that believes that working in healthcare proves your nobility is what I'm hearing? I don't know if that, does that mean anything to you?
I don't know, because it's like I switched completely over. I did computer. That's what I major in and I graduate in. But since then, I never worked in anything that has to do with computers. So I switched completely since then working on healthcare. So my whole life since I finished college is always healthcare. And I guess maybe something else is coming through. But what my purpose, I feel, in life is to help people. And I haven't seen a way for me to do that. I'm not sure. I guess I need some guidance. I need to find out what I need to do. But my purpose, I feel, is just to help people, like help the poor, help people somehow. That's what I feel like is my purpose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That clarifies kind of what they were telling me. So would you like to do a little bit of a work around all of that? And
yes.
There's some stuff that they want you to let go of so that you can step into who you actually are. All right. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing any idea that your value as a person, your identity as a person, is based in your helping other people? If so,
yes.
Say yes. And
yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And we took an infinity for accepting the truth that you have value, that you have worth, that you are deserving of having anything and everything your heart desires simply because you exist. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to make sure that you're doing something so that other people can see that you're doing that and go, oh my gosh, she's so wonderful because she's doing that. You don't have to do any of that ever again. You can do what feels right from your heart and know that you are being of service, because there's no way that you cannot be of service. So you have the freedom to follow your heart. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to just step out of the comfort zone, step out of what you used to do, step out of who you used to be, and to decide who it is you want to be now, to really make decisions about what you want to experience in your life and to move forward in creating what you want to experience without any of the old worries, doubts, fears, oh my gosh, where am I going to get the money, and all of that other kind of stuff that might come up. Just throw that out the window and to know that you will always be provided for because God loves you. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening the doors to opportunities and allowing yourself to see those open doors, to go through those open doors, to enjoy your existence? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, so now I'm hearing this engine revving up and they're saying, she's ready. It's like you're at the starting line and they're waving the flag and you're going off.
Okay.
So how does all that feel?
It feels great.
Yes. Well, they're showing me that opportunities are going to be there, so, you know. Know what it is that you're actually wanting to experience. Think about how you want to feel, because that's really how we create. And then go with where the feelings take you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And go out there, rev that engine, and get going.
Okay.
Have some fun, Fabian.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, and I've been forgetting to tell people, drink water after this, because
right.
You need to.
Yeah.
Okay, our next caller is a Skype caller, and it says M-Joy Bryce.
Hello?
Hi. So,
my name is
your name is what?
Crystal.
Crystal. Okay.
Hi, Crystal.
Yeah. Hi. Good day. How are you?
We're doing great. How can we help you?
I'm a little bit of a dilemma, a problem with finances. I was given some money to pay on some tuition, but I think the devil got to me and I went to the casino. So it didn't work out too well. So I was wondering, should I go back there or just call it a loss?
Should you go back to the casino?
To the casino, yes, and try and get back some of that money, or should I just call it a loss?
Hmm. Okay, Elizabeth, I'll let you go first.
Okay, so I'm actually going to start with a chant. And the angels are telling me they want me to do the chant for miracles, because they're saying that this clearly is an issue. You know, this is maybe an addiction for you. And because it's, you know, basically that's not a solution, is to go back. You know, that's kind of an addictive behavior. So they're saying they're going to have me do the chant for miracles, and then we'll see what comes after that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Dun, dun, rum, das, guru, genocidia, sinasivaria, puri, hoe, karamat, opposite, janahare, dharia. Sikhiya se sangati para brahma kara namasakariya atala ata ho tolitu tera antana para variya jini tu sevya bokara se tu de para utariya laba loba kama krodha maho marakade tu de sa para variya Dana so tera sona hai, such a tera fesakariya. Nanak tu lahena tu hai, guru amara tu vichariya. Guru ditta tamana sadariya, guru ditta tamana sadariya.
Okay, Crystal. Just let that sound go in. And then the other thing you can do is you can go back online if you're able, and you can always listen to it again.
Yes.
This is a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the fact that you're asking us if you should go back to the casino tells me that you got some tough stuff going on here, because that's an addiction. It's not going to help you to go back to the casino. So, you know, my first thought was no, don't go back to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that Barbara will have some infinity healing around this also. But I kind of don't even really exactly know what to tell you. And the angel's just first thought was do the chant for miracles, because it's a, it's like a big issue. They're showing me it's kind of like this big mountain in your life, and you feel like you got to climb up on top of it and get a hold of it, you know. The first thing they showed me also after doing the chant for miracles was going and asking for help. Now, granted, that's what you're doing here, but it's almost like they're saying to they want you to go to a. They're saying there's a person in your life, or there's a person in your life who will know somebody who could be helpful in this situation. And they're saying that it would be really helpful to just kind of grab a hold of this idea and sit with the idea that maybe this is something that you need more help with than just trying to take care of it yourself, you know. They're saying that also maybe it's a hard thing for you to ask for help, or they're saying that it's also maybe a hard thing to admit to here. But this is a big issue, and they're showing it as a mountain, that it's that big. And I'm sorry, I don't want to be on a downer here, and I'll see if I can come up with more. The angels are showing me also that they are shaking their pom-poms on you, and they're shaking sparkles on you, and they're saying, okay, they're saying they have a direct message for you.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, please don't give up hope. Know that you can climb this mountain, and you can be on top of it, and you can be victorious. You can. We believe in you, and we know that this will come out. This is like a huge challenge for you right now, but what will come out of it is you will find your strength, and you will find your courage, and you will find something, many, many things that will become a huge blessing to you. So in other words, they're telling you that this is a huge challenge, but out of it is going to come these many, many blessings. But they're saying that you got to look at that mountain and see what it really is about, and embrace that at the same time as asking for help. Barbara Grace?
Okay.
Okay, Chris. They want us to do a little bit of clearing work. I'm hearing the words desperation and money. So we're going to do some clearing around the whole idea of being desperate for money.
Yes.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing to release the false belief that you are supposed to be desperate for money, that money is something that is so hard to come by that you have to go to doing things that you know you're not going to win at just for the slight chance that you might actually get money, but you're not going to actually get money because you're desperate for money, which means you're pushing money away. So if you'd like to let go of this whole desperation around money, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for letting go of any generational or ancestral or past life connection to this desperation around money? Because it's not just you. It's apparently going throughout your whole family. It's part of that whole belief system. And if you want to just completely and totally cut the ties to all of that belief about that desperation, about those reasons why you can't have money, then say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing to clear out any beliefs that you have that say that you cannot manage money? You don't know what to do with money. That's why you don't have money, because if you have money, you don't do what you're supposed to do with money. Therefore, you don't deserve money. And it's this whole cycle of reasons why you should not have money in your life. And if you're ready to break that cycle and release all of those beliefs, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely and totally changing your relationship with money, releasing all of the blame and shame and guilt and punishment and all of that negativity that is associated with money, and accepting that money is actually a good thing, and it's okay for you to have money, and you can always listen to your heart. It will always tell you what is the best thing to do with your money. So you do have the guidance that you need to make the best money decisions. And if you'd like to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Oh, quite refreshing.
Good.
From the chance, make me feel like I could take on challenges. I think it was so amazing.
Wonderful.
I would hope, I see positive results. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and you are going to be guided to, what's best for you. So pay attention when you're getting those little nudges, to talk to a particular person or go a particular place, that you actually listen and do it, because that's how you're going to start making these changes in your life, okay?
Right, but the question is, I always hear two voices, and I can't differentiate between the right and the wrong, but I guess that's
okay. Okay, first of all, I want you to know that if it is your guidance, they never scream, they never yell, they never tell you you've done anything wrong, they never do anything to criticize you or make you feel bad.
Okay.
Whereas your ego, it doesn't have a problem with telling you that you're a load of crap, that you shouldn't have done that, and why did you do this and all. That's what the ego is like. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to more clearly understand your guidance and to release the hold that your ego has on you so that you can easily follow your guidance? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Very good, thank you. I feel
clearer.
Thank you.
Good. And you have that wonderful team of angels that are always working with you. So tell them what you want. Ask for what you need. Ask them to guide you. Ask them to show you. Ask them to help you to see the truth. Because that's what you're moving towards. That's what all of this is about. You're letting go of that stuff from the past, and you're moving forward in your life. And you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, great. Well, thank you for calling, Crystal.
All right, thank you. Okay, do you have a website, please?
Much love.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I will listen again. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we did have another caller, and now they're gone. Must be a reason for that. Oh, I wanted you to do the chant that you did for Wilma again.
You betcha.
You're like,
okay. You got it. Okay.
Namo.
I bow, we all bow to the ancient, divine, infinite, amazing, beautiful wisdom that we have. We have it within us, It's all around us, and we have it within us. We all have it. Is that the chant?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I went and got myself some water in the middle of all that. I always said yes. You know, I always say yes to everything. Whenever you do any infinity healing, I was like, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. It works on everybody who says yes, not just the person I'm talking to.
I know. I just kind of figured,
hey, I always
well,
say yes,
what?
Too. That's kind of the way I figure, you know. I don't know if I need this or not, but if I need it, hey, yeah, give it to me.
I know, exactly. I'm not opposed to more healing.
Yeah, make my life better. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm getting to do another chant. It's a not very long one. And it's a chant that I always do, or if you do this chant, it's for protection. I do this whenever I get an airplane. I surround the whole airplane in this chant. Whenever I get on a bus, if I get, you know, any kind of driving or anything like that, but just energetically, like working with people or whatever, I just kind of give myself that little bit of protection. So this is for anyone. You can listen to this. And, you know, sometimes we just need that little bit of, sometimes it might be psychic protection or whatever. I'm just taking care of ourselves. So here we go. I'm getting amazed. You got good in the maze. That's good in the maze. City good day in the maze. I'm good in the maid, you got good in the maid. Such good in the maid, city good in the maid. I'm good in the maid, you got good in the maid. Such good in the maid, city good in the maid. And somehow I was getting this vision of Crystal, and I don't know if you're able to still hear, having this just kind of surround you as you're moving forward. Because I know, you know, she said something about the devil. And so, you know, you can believe that or not, whatever that energy is. So maybe this protection will make you feel like you're a little more protected from that, maybe darker side of wanting to go down the darker path. So anyway.
Great. Thank you. That's wonderful.
You betcha. Hmm. You betcha.
Okay, so you know that you are, you know, this year going to make all of these changes and come back with your website and be the joyous you doing the work that you're guided to do. And when I started this, there was a question in me, but the question has disappeared.
Oh, that's never happened to me. Okay. While the question's coming back to you, I don't know why I feel called to share this. So my husband and I are taking this really pretty big leap of faith, and we've been living in Portland, Oregon, and our rent went up $365 in 1 month. So we determined that we needed to move. Well, we don't actually have a place to move yet, but we're moving anyway. We have had a couple friends, one friend offer, which is where I am right now, to have us house sit her house while they're out of town for about a month. So that's pretty sweet. And then we had another friend who has a small, very small place in town. And we've determined where we were moving to, which is about an hour and a half south of Portland in Corvallis, Oregon. And it's actually a sweet little town that we have a lot of friends here, and we actually come dancing here a lot. And so anyway, we have this other friend who we're going to rent his little place for a few months. So in the meantime, we're looking for a house to buy, and we have had this other friend who is like, sister, basically, and she has offered to purchase a house and rent it to us basically for her cost, which is like really amazingly beautiful, right? So anyway, I don't know why I'm telling all that, but it's kind of funny because at some point I'm going to get a landline, so my phone doesn't keep cutting out on me, right? But we don't have any place to have a landline yet because we're kind of homeless in a way. And so it's interesting because it's a little bit of an unsettled feeling, you know, because I really like knowing where I live, you know, and so it's been interesting processing that. And I think I'm telling this because maybe others will be able to relate. And so it's kind of this big leap and this trust that it's all going to be just fine, it's going to work out, and I know it is, you know, but that human part of me occasionally gets a little scared or a little freaked out or whatever, like, where's my home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's good. It's exciting, too, you know. And we're going to be able to have a space, we'll have a little more space, and I'll be able to have, like, a little office, and, you know. So, anyway, pretty cool.
Yes, and it's an example of you trusting and having things provided for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so that's part of it, you know, is doing the, then I'll be able to be more subtle, a little more subtle to do the work that I'm meant to do, you know. So.
When you said I'll be able to be a little more settled, they just cracked up. They thought that was so funny. Be settled. When is she going to be settled?
I know. As I'm pacing around the house while I talk on the phone. Right? Yes. Anyway. Did you think of the question you had, or did that just completely go away?
Oh, no, I just completely let it alone. It's gone. I have no idea what it was or what the point of it was or anything about it. Everything is the way it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know that in my life it's like things are just, I didn't even know how to put it into words. You know, because I've been house sitting for 5 years now. My 1 year of house sitting has expanded to 5 years. So,
really? Yeah.
You know, it's to the point where the house I'm house sitting is the address on my driver's license now. That's where I legally live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you never know what they have in store for you, but you always know that they're going to take care of you.
Yes, it is so true. And as I like to say, we in our humanness, we often have no idea about, you know, we have ideas. I mean, we'll have ideas, you know, but we often have no idea of the enormity of what can come to us. So it's kind of like, okay, I have these ideas, I'm going to put them out to the universe, and then be open to whatever possibilities of amazingness that might be coming. Because often, you know, things are orchestrated in a way that I'm like, I'll look back and go, wow, I would have had no idea that the X thing was going to come out of that, you know. So anyway, it's kind of fun and exciting.
It is. It really is. So as long as you're following your heart, don't worry about anything else. Well, you don't need to worry about anything else anyway. Worrying about it doesn't make it any better, ever.
Oh, I know. We humans are good at that, though.
Yes, we are.
Yes. All right. So are we winding down here?
Well, let me check in and see Okay, so they want us to do some more infinity healing, so you will get to be the one saying yes.
Oh,
I have no idea what we're going to clear.
Okay.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to accept this new energy of this new year, this new way of being, and all of these beautiful new creations that are coming into your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to easily let go of the old stuff, let go of the way you used to be, let go of the whole idea that things have to continue on the way that they always have to been, that whole idea that this is your path, that you've been in this rut forever and you must stay in this rut, to just allow yourself to live anew, to be anew, to be you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to have vision? To have vision of what it is that you are wanting to create in your life. To have vision that allows you to see, both with your physical eyes and with your third eye, so that you can clearly see the vision that is in front of you. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting your power, accepting your ability to create the life that you truly want to live, for accepting that that is possible, that is allowed, and you can do it? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for living in the totality of who you are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. That was interesting.
Right.
All right, then. I think we are finished for today. We did everything that we came here to do. We came, we saw, we conquered, you know. I don't know where that came from, but okay. So, how do people find you?
Oh, right now people can find me on Facebook. So it's Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U. And I can safely say that I'm the only one that has that name on Facebook. Also, if you are connected with Barbara Grace
Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds on Facebook, then I'm one of her friends, so that's another way to find me. That would be easy. And then I will have my website, Elizabeth Sadu, up, but I'm not sure. I haven't gotten the go-ahead on that yet, so we're just waiting to see.
Wonderful.
Anyway, all my contact information is on Facebook, or you can private messenger me if you want to have a session.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being my guest.
You
and bringing the joy and laughter that you always bring.
Oh, honey, we have so much fun together. I so appreciate you inviting me.
It is definitely my pleasure. Yeah, I can't talk again. Okay.
All right, honey. You take care. I love you.
You too, sweetheart.
Okay, bye.
And thanks to everyone for listening. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I will be back on Tuesday. And next Friday, my guest will be DC Love. So everyone have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.